Welcome to the Sleep and Health Podcast, Ireland's first dedicated sleep podcast. I'm your host, Tom Coleman, health scientist and sleep coach. The goal of this podcast is to empower you to get a better night's sleep, as well as taking a comprehensive look at trends and topics in well-being that impact your sleep. Over the coming months, I will unravel the mysteries of sleep, sharing expert insights, practical tips, and inspiring you to unlock the secrets to a restful night's sleep and better health. In this week's episode, what's happening while you sleep and why is that so important for your health? So on this week's episode, I look at everything that's happening in the body and in the brain that's vital for health. People ask me, does sleep impact fat gain? Does sleep impact fertility? I have so many people who come to me and ask me about brain fog or why their short-term memory seems to be getting worse, and has that anything to do with sleep? The answer is yes. Sleep impacts every aspect of your health and well-being. Physically, emotionally, psychologically, and really every aspect of your health, whether you're a 95-year-old or a toddler. So on this week's episode, we will look at the vital repair, restoration and resetting that happen in the body and in the mind. I think you know yourself. If you don't get enough sleep, the next day the energy levels are down. You don't feel as mentally sharp. Maybe you're cranky. You find yourself wandering around the house looking for something and you can't even remember what that is. Other people reach for food or coffee. Let me ask you, do you always feel tired? Do you always feel like you need more sleep? And even when you get that sleep, it doesn't feel deep or restorative? And if the answer is yes, those are indications that you need to improve your sleep and let all that repair happen. The goal of the episode is not to frighten you, but to help you value and reprioritize your sleep. In the previous episode, I mentioned something called adaptive inactivity. And that's where you're inactive and all of this repair and resetting and balancing is happening. And that happens in all of the systems in the body and in the mind. Now, there are 11 systems in human physiology, and I'm going to read them to you. I have a list here. So, the cardiovascular, the digestive, the endocrine, the immune, the muscular, the nervous, the urinary, the reproductive, the respiratory, the skeletal, and the integumentary system. Now, what's the integumentary system? The integumentary system is your skin, hair, nails, and glands. Think about beauty sleep. One of the first things to suffer if you don't get enough sleep is your skin, your complexion, and all of that. But all of the systems, all of them rely on sleep to repair and reset. Keeping it simple, we can categorize them into bodily repairs and mental repairs. Now, imagine cleaning the house and clearing out the fridge or the wardrobe. Or even your car, you have to decide what to keep, what to throw away, what to fix, and what needs a good clean, and also what you have to restock as well. And all of these things are happening at night while you sleep in your body and in your mind. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't do any of these things, if you didn't clean your house or you didn't clear out the fridge. It would be a mess, it would be a disaster, and things would not work as well. That's why we need to look after our sleep. So let's look at four essential functions that happen in your body while you're asleep. Number one, growth hormone. So we secrete growth hormone, and that's crucial for bodily repairs. Actually, human growth hormone is known as an elixir of life. For men, it's about the muscle repair. Also for the women, but the cellular repair. Human growth hormone is the best anti-aging serum that money can't buy. Human growth hormone is secreted in pulses every 3 to 5 hours. In adults, most of that secretion happens shortly after sleep onset, in the deeper stages of sleep. So in your first 2 sleep cycles, that's when the growth hormone is being secreted. In men, about 70-75% of the pulses are happening in conjunction with slow wave sleep or deep sleep. So the more slow wave sleep we get, the more growth hormone we get, the more repairs that happen. Now, once we hit our 30s and 40s, the amount of growth hormone secreted over 24 hours decreases 2 to 3-fold. That's huge. Similarly, the amount of deep sleep decreases. Growth hormone is crucial for all ages, for children, adolescents. It helps with the growth of bone and cartilage. Growth hormone boosts protein production and promotes the use of fat as well. So it's absolutely essential. Why is that important? It provides protection from bone fractures. It helps us keep hold of our muscle mass and even improve our exercise capacity and energy levels. And that is really protective for our health in the long run. We lose about 1% muscle mass per year after the age of 30. I know you're probably doing the calculation now, but you don't need to, because you can gain muscle even in your 80s. So if you're protecting your sleep, then you're protecting your muscle mass. Other things that will disrupt your deep sleep are things like alcohol or caffeine. So I would really encourage you to avoid or limit any stimulants and sedatives. Number 2, fertility and sex hormones. So our function really as humans is to make more of ourselves, right? To reproduce. And sleep will really help inform this. So if we look at the sex hormones like progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, and you can throw melatonin in there as well. All of these things influence fertility. And also things like mood and muscle mass as well. The drivers of sexual function and desire are really all dependent on sleep. For men, if you get less than 5 hours sleep, your testosterone levels drop to that of a man 10 years older. So our key message here is, think about fertility and reproduction. These hormonal systems act as signals. And if the signals are you're getting adequate rest, there's adequate safety there, there are sufficient resources, then you can easily invest in making another human. So really important for fertility. Number 3, metabolic hormones. So these are things that inform our hunger and tell our body what to do with fuel. So things like cortisol, insulin, ghrelin, leptin, they're responsible for fat storage, for fullness, for hunger. Ghrelin is known as the hunger hormone. So again, if you get limited sleep or disrupted sleep, the next day your ghrelin levels dramatically increase. And actually, your leptin, which tells you to stop eating, goes down. So what does that mean? That means the next day you get cravings. And let's face it, people, you're not getting cravings for salads, are you? No, we crave that highly processed, high sugar food, high fat food. The stuff that's just detrimental to health and well-being. One of the key things you can do here, if you find you're sleep deprived, you're getting cravings, have a high protein breakfast. Okay, high protein will lower ghrelin levels. Number 4, immunity. Your immune system is what essentially keeps you healthy. Now, what we want here is an immune system with an appropriate level of response. People often talk about boosting their immune system, and that's not always what you want. That's not always a good thing. If you have an overactive immune response, then you might have an autoimmune condition, and that's essentially where the body attacks itself. If you have an underactive immune response, then you're always breaking down, you're always getting sick, you seem to just catch everything that's going, you're getting colds and flus and everything, right? So we want an appropriate level, a healthy immune system. What mediates that is sleep. So inflammation is mediated. Now, we need a certain amount of inflammation in the body because inflammation is part of the healing process, but too much is a known contributor to heart disease, cancer, obesity, diabetes, and even things like aging. Okay, I have a study here from 2019 from the Institute of Medical Psychology and Behavioral Neurobiology in Germany, and I will reference this in the show notes. So the study is called The Sleep Immune Crosstalk in Health and Disease. I'm just going to read you one line. Prolonged sleep deficiency, that is short sleep duration or sleep disturbances, can lead to chronic systemic low-grade inflammation and is associated with various diseases that have an inflammatory component like diabetes, atherosclerosis and neurodegeneration. So, as we can see, if our sleep is disrupted, if we're not getting enough, then we have this systemic low-grade inflammation, and that's not what we want. The other thing your immune system does while you're sleeping is it makes immune cells. So we restock at night. We make lots of different types of cells, from mast cells to T cells to something called natural killer cells. Natural killer cells kill cancerous cells in the body. Okay, if we get less than 5 hours, natural killer cell production drops by 70%. Now, before you panic, we only use about 5% of these. And what's really kind of interesting is, you know this, when you continually miss out on sleep, what happens? You get sick. And where do you end up? You end up back in bed again, right? Another part of healing, talking about immunity and stuff like that, it's really important to mention here, is your gut health. Like, we make 70% of our immune cells in the gut. And while you're sleeping, your gut bacteria are multiplying and cleaning up your digestive system. So, you know, hugely important. So that's pretty much the major repairs and the clearing out in the body. Now let's talk about the brain and the mind. So if you want to look younger and heal faster and keep all your muscles, you must learn to protect and prioritize your sleep. So let's look at the mental repairs in the brain. Okay, number one, glymphatic drainage. What is that? Glymphatic drainage was only really discovered in 2013. And this is essentially where the brain flushes itself out. It clears out toxins, metabolic waste and plaque buildup. And that's happening in light sleep. It also helps to distribute nutrients to your brain. And that's, you know, hugely important as well. Thinking about the neuroprotective element of your long-term health. And if you're one of those people who have brain fog or you're lacking mental clarity, your concentration levels are down, think about that. That's very likely your sleep and this flushing out, this glymphatic drainage. Number two, your emotional health and well-being. So while you sleep, you embed positive emotional experiences that you've had during the day. Your brain locks them in. They're worth keeping, right? And that will inform your mood the next day. Again, think about the fridge, what to keep, what to throw away. If you've had a very stressful event, for example, while you sleep that night, your brain detaches and disassociates that stress from the event and gets rid of it. And you simply feel better about that the next day. I mean, that thing of sleep on it and see how you feel. And, you know, that's really, really important for that emotional mediation. Otherwise, you will become overwhelmed really, really easily, like the next day. And you see it with children. I mean, you see, you say all the time, he's cranky, she's cranky, she hasn't slept, you know. But do you recognize that in yourself? Okay, so if you're getting that mental mediation, that emotional regulation, then the next day you're not screaming at someone in traffic, or you're not losing your patience with your partner. You're just a nicer person to be around, like all of us. The other thing that happens, the third thing, is neuroplasticity. So what's that? Learning. That's essentially learning. And I mentioned memory earlier on. So that's where we consolidate and store memory. Now, I'm sure you've all heard of grey matter being linked to intelligence. And it is. Actually, the ratio of grey to white matter in your brain will change through your lifespan depending on the amount and quality of sleep that you get. All learning happens while you're asleep. That's when your brain consolidates what you're trying to teach it. Okay, the brain must build that electrical pathway and strengthen those synapses so you can actually access that information. Now, here's a really interesting point. The trigger mechanism that's necessary for this neuroplasticity, the trigger mechanism is repeated failure. Isn't that just great news that actually we must fail, not once, but several times before the brain goes, oh, I know, I'll build the pathway, I'll strengthen the pathway. So the message there is fail, people. Get out there and fail. Number four, dreaming. And this is critical for our health, REM sleep. Now, look, I do have a full episode coming up on dreaming, and I know you're going to absolutely love it. I will talk about why we dream, about lucid dreaming, about dream disorders, about night terrors, and even common dreams and what they might mean. To touch on it briefly here, dreaming has multiple functions. Essentially, what it's doing is it is giving us an opportunity to rehearse threats. Okay, so it's like as though we have our own inbuilt virtual reality simulator. So once we can safely rehearse a real-life threat, it gives us a subconscious reassurance that we can handle that real-life problem, okay? So whether that be financial worries, whether that be a problem with your partner, something going on at work, a report that you have to get done, what your brain is doing is it's safely rehearsing that 20 times while you sleep. And again, like I said, it gives you that reassurance that you can actually do it and achieve it and get things done. So that's just one of the functions of dreaming. But look, I will delve more in the dream episode. Let's just summarize what I've talked about in today's episode. So I've talked all about the physical repairs that happen and the mental repairs, repairs in the mind. If we're not getting enough sleep, these repairs, restorations and the balancing and the getting rid of what we don't need isn't happening to the same degree. And how does that manifest with you? You are tired, you're grumpier, your hormones are out of sync, you feel like you've no energy, you're behind time, you're reaching for poor food. So we're just a much better person to be around if we're getting that quality sleep. So I've got one actionable for you. One thing this week that's really important, and that's simply to reevaluate how you prioritize your bedtime and your sleep. Okay? You know that if you get a really good night's sleep, you just feel so much better. You're able to handle anything. You're not losing your patience. You feel sharper. You are more productive at work. You're ready for action. You can cope with the demands. So it's really up to you to make sure that you unwind cognitively, emotionally and physically and get to bed on time. In the meantime, I want to thank you and wish you a good day, and more importantly, a good night's sleep tonight. I'd like to take a moment to express my gratitude to you, the listeners. I'd love to hear from you, so please drop me a message on my Instagram account, tomcoleman.ie. Share your thoughts, like, subscribe, download, and even share your recommendations for future episodes. You matter. Your sleep matters. And I'll be here to guide you to many nights of deep, restful, consistent sleep.